In the epistle, it says today, Surge illuminare Jerusalem. It means, arise, be enlightened, O Jerusalem. And you see how it sort of works. The star appeared in the sky during the birth of our Lord, and it enlightened the world so that the kings could see. They could find their path through the desert until they came at last to Bethlehem, and in particular, the stable where our Lord was to be found. And there they fell in adoration. But that star enlightened them. It was that thing that guided them to their end. And that star can be is a symbol of our faith, isn't it? That it is our faith that guides us to our end. Without the faith, we are not enlightened, and we will quickly lose our way in this dark, dark world, where everything, truthfully, we hate to be a pessimist about it, but where everything is going down, 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 and getting worse and worse in society, in family life, in the church, and all of the rest of it. But it is our faith that is the guiding star for each and every one of us. And we have to remember that. Do you ever stop from time to time and just open up the Bible, and wherever you land, just read. Pick a verse, whether it's one of the four Gospels, whether it's from the book of Psalms or another good one that will give you quite a few phrases that is good food for thought would be the book of Proverbs. But do you ever do any of that? Or St. Paul's epistles, which we're reading through the Epiphany season. And just read. Pick one verse and no more, and just stay with that thought for just a while. You see, because those are all matters of our faith. Each phrase in there is a word from God, a word from heaven, inspired by God, written by the evangelists. So do that from time to time. After all, it was doing that is what made some of the saints saints. Think of St. Francis of Assisi. He found three quotes in the sacred scriptures that told him what he ought to do with his life. And so he gave up the world, and he founded the Franciscan order. And one of those three quotes was, deny thyself, take up thy cross, and follow me. And it was that one phrase that made him do just that, and his whole life was directed by it. Or you think of St. Thérèse of Lisieux. She read about the childhood. Be as little children. Unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And that was it for her. That was her epiphany moment, if you will. It was when the lights went on and she realized, yes, this is what our Lord wants me to do. I'm to act as a little child. And her little way has saved so many people since she has been canonized that I think on Judgment Day we'll be most impressed to see how many thousands or perhaps millions of people have been converted and saved because they imitated her little way of confidence and of holy childlike innocence. And then you think of so many other ones. Going back to November 17th, the Feast of St. Hugh for us, but also the Feast of St. Gregory the Wonder Worker. And in the Gospel we read something to the effect that we must pray with a faith that moves mountains. And St. Gregory did just that. Remember the story? He was building a church, and it was, I believe it was between a body of water and a mountain. And he prayed to our Lord to move the mountain just enough that he could build his church. Well, he said the prayer with such faith that God would hear his prayer that the next morning when St. Gregory got up, he noticed that the mountain had actually literally been moved back just enough for him to be able to build his church. And so it is with us, though. We must open up the scriptures. Learn our faith in that way, too. pick some phrase that you will think about today, for example. And that will be the thought that keeps you going throughout this day, and that you want to, perhaps it's some virtue you want to work on. Some of my favorites, you'll notice if you have my ordination card, one of them is, cast thy care upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. That's a quote to live by. Everyone can learn from that one and live that one, because we all have worries in whatever state of life we're in, financial worries, family problems, everything like that. Well, cast all of your care, all of your worries on our Lord, and he will sustain thee. He'll take good care of you because he is a loving father and we are his faithful children. Or on my anniversary card, the mercies of the Lord I will sing forever. That one always struck me because you're able to remember the mercies of God in this life. Now he calls the sinner, even when the sinner doesn't want to come, he continues to call and show his mercy. He shows his mercy in the confessional. He has shown his mercy by calling us to the true faith. And we hope to sing these mercies for all eternity in heaven, because that's what we do. When we go to heaven, theologians say that, and I think I've said this before, God permits special conversations with your patron saint. So whoever your patron saint is now, God will permit you to have special conversations with that saint, in which you will discuss how basically your whole life. You will know that saint perfectly, and that saint will know you perfectly. And you will talk about all the mercies of the Lord, how he arranged everything in this world to ultimately get you to heaven in the beatific vision. And together, you and your patron saint will be singing for all eternity the mercies of the Lord. But in any case, do this today as a practical resolution. Go home and open up your Bible and find a verse that strikes you. And let that thought stay with you and try to live it. Put it into practice. See how you can put it into practice. And do that perhaps every day, every week maybe, or every month at least. But do that. It's a good practice and a very fruitful one for the spiritual life, especially in the season of the Epiphany. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.